This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. More than a few political experts have voiced dismay over apparent voter apathy as we head into Saturday's primary election. Pollster Bernie Pinsenat says that's because the budget problem, big as it is nothing new.
The sky's falling has happened for the last 7 years in Louisiana. We went broke again, and that's been going on forever.
Lawmakers have managed to avoid the doomsday scenarios thus far, meaning the people don't have to worry right now.
They know something's wrong, but it hasn't resulted in people paying more taxes.
Pinsenat says while the media has tried to awaken the public to what's at stake this time,
they don't believe us anymore. They don't believe the headlines that the sky's falling and we're going to close everything.
In many ways, Pinsenat says, the news coverage of the fiscal crisis is diverting voters from what they might otherwise focus on, candidates' personalities.
When the candidates themselves are really pushed to the background, and there's so much static and noise out there, and it's hard to break through, I think that also is a problem.
He says the involvement of PACs and super PACs in the races have also diverted voter focus from the qualities candidates want voters to see.
There's an outside big wad of money sitting there tearing down what you want to portray.
That means more PACs are needed to play defense.
You have to have another group in the other room figuring out how can I overcome all these negative ads distorting my image I'm trying to portray in the campaign.
Pinsenat says that results in more noise and less voter engagement. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.